USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rise in home prices is slowing for a fourth straight month. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index shows home prices cooling in July at the fastest rate in the history of the reading. Still, they're up about 16% from 1 year ago. Hurricane Ian has been upgraded to a Category 3 storm and is expected to hit Florida's Gulf Coast this week. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell urges residents to comply with evacuation orders.
We are going to see impacts across the state of Florida, whether it's inland flooding from the large amount of rain that we're going to see, tornadoes and tornado watches that we may see in the southern part of the state later today, to the storm surge and the hurricane force winds that may impact the communities near landfall.
Recession jitters continue on Wall Street, the Dow losing for the sixth straight day. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.